Monday, December 30, 2019, Dakota County Board of Commissioners meeting, 1:02 p.m.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Here.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Here.
Janet?
Here.
A current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room. It's available for review for all citizens in attendance. We're going to start with public comment. If anybody has anything they want to comment on that's not on the agenda, so as you look across the agenda, if it's not on there and it's something that you want to comment on, now would be the time to come forward and comment on that. All right. Being no public comment, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of the previous minutes from December 16th, 2019. And approval of accounts payable. I did come in a little bit ago and I went through accounts payable. There were just a couple of them from the insurance company. Everything seemed to be in order with regards to the accounts payable we had.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda items. The minutes and the accounts payable.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep. Go to new business, the board to approve payroll claims from December 15th through 28th, 2019. I did take some time. I went through payroll. There again, everything appeared to be in order.
So move to approve the payroll claims.
I can second that.
Kevin?
I'll abstain.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Next, we have the board to approve appointment of Jim Horick to serve a 5-year term, January of 2020 to January 2025, as a member of the Veterans Oversight Committee. So if you guys want to go ahead and step forward. Just explain a little bit about, so there's a Veterans Oversight Committee that goes over, you know, kind of takes a look at everything that happens within their office in Dakota County, and they also have, or he also has responsibility for Dixon County. But they have a board, and there's a representative from each of the Legion Halls in Dakota County, and they're on a rotating basis, and it's time for one of the members to rotate off. So Jim has been selected to step up and fill that role for the next 5 years.
What would you like to know?
Just you're representing.
Okay, I'm currently the commander of Buckland American Legion Post 97 in Homer. My military experience, I spent 12 years in the United States Army Reserve, where I reached rank of Sergeant First Class, E7. I was in the artillery, fire direction center, and platoon sergeant, and part-time first sergeant. My civilian job, I worked for the U.S. Postal Service for 34 years in Macy and Homer, and I served 30 years of the time as postmaster. I'm now retired.
All right. Well, I just appreciate you taking that position and all that you do for that Legion Hall. They do a great job down there.
Thank you.
Yep. So, go ahead.
I'll make a motion to accept Jim Horick in the 5-year term as the veteran on the Veterans Oversight Committee.
And I'd second that.
Larry?
Yes.
Janet?
Yes.
Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, thanks, guys.
Congratulations. Thanks, Jim. Thank you,
Janet. He'll do that. They'll take care of you in that. Okay. Does. And next we have Ron Haas, Dakota City Councilman, requesting County Board help to clean up junk piles at 14th and Pine Streets, the Stan Jans property.
Yeah, I'm Ron Haas. I'm
currently on the City Council of Dakota City. We have adopted some regulations that Tom wants to get rid of containers, vacant property. You can see Anderson down here tearing one of his 20-year-old
boarding house
down. And I've been working with Stan Jans. That's county. I did not know that. It's right by the cemetery. He did get rid of his dirt piles and all of his weeds. But I wanted him, he told us once upon a time he's going to put a privacy fence around there to just kind of contain all the garbage and the busted up concrete. And he's got about four or five trailers, reefer trailers off the axle sitting there. And I mean, we cleaned up the storage units down here, and that's the first thing you see when you come into this town. And we're kind of pushing towards the City Council to take a little pride in the community, clean it up, so people actually want to move here and build a new house. And, man, that's one of the first things you see when you come into town. It looks terrible. And I've been trying to work with him, but it's outside of my realm. It's in you boys' hoop. And I was hoping you'd push him to clean it up. I mean, he's got more stuff over there than Stapleton's got in his junkyard out there right now with some of the side junk he's got off the side. We're working on two or three other ones on the other side of town to clean their mess up.
Doesn't the planning and zoning for the city of Dakota City go a mile outside of their city limit?
Well, Sal Sue's got a piece of it. We got a piece of it, but we can't force it on him. Our zoning guys, they told him that they'd put a thing up, but they're saying it's in the county. So it's up to you guys.
I don't believe that to be the case. We kind of looked into it a little bit. And it appears that Dakota City has a 1 mile from their city limit, a planning and zoning area that goes 1 mile out beyond their city limit. South Sioux, because their classification is of city, they have a 2 mile planning and zoning area. So from the information that I came up with, it looks like that you guys do have jurisdiction over that 1 mile out from your city limit.
Well, the city administrator's telling me that I can't force to make him clean his junk up or start ticketing him, because that's what I'd like to do. That's what we'd like to do.
Uh-huh.
I'm pushing it.
When I was driving around looking a little bit, on my way in today, and took a drive through his place, took a drive through like United Communication.
Right.
I mean, what's the difference between that those two?
I'm after too.
Oh, okay, you're after them.
We're on them right now. We're on Cohen to clean his place up, weed eat it. I wish he'd build a fence around that. And then there's another guy across the street that I can't remember what his name is, but he was going to build a shed there, and he bought a building, and he found out he didn't have enough property to stand the building up. But he's got a bunch of reefer trailers down there too that he's slowly been moving out.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been ticketing him and getting aggressive on him. We hired a regulation officer to go around
here. Yeah, I knew that you had.
You can drive around town and see that a lot of it's been getting cleaned up. And I mean, that's right next to the cemetery to boot. I mean, it's down there having a funeral, and you got to drive by that. It's just, I mean, he needs to take a little pride in his business himself. I've talked to the guy myself, and he just,
That was my next question, if you talked to him personally.
I haven't personally talked to him. The city council and the regulation guys told him, and he basically told us that it ain't our jurisdiction. I'm county, and get out of here. And we tried to coax him to it. And I told the regulation guy to go back there and tell him that, he needs to have a dump permit if he's going to have a dirt dump out there. I don't care if you're dumping dirt, concrete, or whatever, you're supposed to have a permit. And that's all it took, and he leveled the dirt piles down with all the weeds. And now I've been working on him to get rid of, clean that corner up, get rid of some of them. He ain't even using them reefer trailers. I don't know why he don't just junk them and haul them.
Uh-huh. Have you approached your city attorney with the question as far as the zoning area?
Well, he's telling me it's your guys. I'll approach him again and tell him. You're telling me that it's ours.
I think you should approach him again because I guess, when I looked at the map, it shows that 1 mile area around Dakota City. So, I think you should approach him, and then if it's not, just have him drop us, or I'll just have him call us, and then we can look into it further. But I'm pretty sure that it is. Yeah, I also did talk to Joe Conley from the city of South Sioux this morning, and his does come down, fairly close, but they are short of there. Yeah, but, his understanding, too, is that yours would be the one that would cover that.
Joe Conley?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I'll approach it through the attorney and see what I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to give you the runaround, but I just don't think, I think that you already have the system in place to take care of it. If that's not the case, we'll certainly take a look at it.
Well, it does. Do you have a mile out around the city?
Well, that's pretty sketchy. I mean, I had an acreage just outside of town. They couldn't force me to do nothing as far as get rid of my animals. My gate was the city limits when I lived in South Sioux, so that mile outside of town is pretty bleak. I mean, they can ask you to do something, but as far as trying to get you to force you to do it, it's pretty tough.
Mm-hmm. South Sioux does it all the time.
Well, South Sioux's evidently got a little more oomph than Dakota City's out right now.
Sharp teeth.
I would think that they would fall under the same jurisdiction of the planning and zoning. I would think that Dakota City would mimic South Sioux.
Well, I talked to planning and zoning, and they're telling me that it's your guys' gig, our planning and zoning, and you're telling me it's our gig, and that's where we're at, is whose is it?
I'm pretty sure by state statute it regulates that you're based on the classification of your city, you have that 1 mile on the...
Homer does.
Yeah.
Yeah, but can we enforce the same regulations in town, outside of the town, within a mile?
Yes.
I mean, you can have cows out there, can't have cows in city limits, you know?
You can enforce city ordinances when it comes to, like, the planning and zoning stuff, when it comes to, like, junk cleanup, stuff like that.
Well, I guess I'll go down that route. I was hoping I could get you guys the blessing that, yeah, he needs to clean it up and go from there. And I'll go down there personally and have a little visit with him. He don't really see eye to eye with me, but that's a whole other
thing. Well, like the chair says, you know, if you can get anywhere for the city attorney, you know, come back to us and see where we can do. But I don't, my chair is right in my out of work.
I guess just from what I was able to glean from talking to Joe up at the city of South Sioux, and then the map that we have, it just doesn't look like that it falls into the county. It looks like you guys have the jurisdiction over it. Your city attorney will be able to tell you that within minutes, so that's a question you need to ask him.
Well, I'll bring it up to him again. He told me to come talk to you guys, but I'll tell him.
Well, okay. Who's your city attorney?
Mike Schmidt. Yeah.
Maybe have him contact the county attorney.
And she can
explain it to him.
I'd like to, if we get that in cleaned up, I mean, that's right by the Dakota City welcome sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see you disappointed. Yeah. That's
Does the county in general have the ability to, I guess, regulate when anybody's property? I guess I'm just curious. In the county?
Yes.
They do. So we
the zoning regs do.
The zoning regs, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie sits on the planning and zoning.
Who?
No. Jeannie. On the Dakota County Planning and Zoning.
Dakota.
And you've asked residents in the county to clean up.
Okay, that's good to know. I've seen some rural areas that look a little.
All right, well, I thought I'd bring it to your attention. I'll bring it back. Yeah. I get a council meeting.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you'll find out Thursday right away. He'll be able to give you that answer. And then, like, say, if it does fall back to us for some reason, let us know. But I would bounce it off him first.
All right. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Thanks, Ron.
Nice to have a nice clean
community. Oh, no.
Now I get the white thing.
Yeah. All right, next we have Gene Grove, 2020 Census Recruiting Assistant, to update the board regarding the importance of the 2020 Census in Dakota County and the need to recruit workers.
Yes. Anyway, I'm Jean Grove. Most of you know me. I am doing recruiting for the 2020 census. I have Dakota, Dixon, Wayne, and Cumming counties. And my job is not to hire. My job is to just pass the word of what the census is and how important it is, so that people will encourage other people to apply. In February, they'll be sending out postcards to every address in the U.S. asking people to fill out the census online. And then there's a phone number that they can call to do it over the phone. And after that, approximately the 1st of March, the people that have not responded, then the census takers will go out door-to-door to get that information. So what we're looking for are census takers that can work some of March, all of April, and a couple of months into the summer, probably 20 hours a week, most generally in the evenings and weekends, because that's when people are home.
Mm-hmm.
It pays $17.50 an hour plus 58 cents a mile. And you get paid weekly. You're required to be a U.S. citizen. You're required to have your own transportation. Other than that, the importance of people applying right now is that it takes up to 60 days to get your background check cleared. And so they need people to be applying now so they're ready to go in March.
Mm-hmm.
You guys know that because you work with the government that the census statistics are what qualifies the counties and cities for the federal funds. And you know, the way Nebraska's growing, it'd be really nice if we gain a person in the House of Representatives, because that also, mm-hmm. you know, you drive through Nebraska, it's really growing. It'd be nice to see them attack. So I just wanted to approach you and ask you if you know anybody that has a few hours. It's really good for college students. It's good for teachers. Any senior in high school that's going to be 18 by the 1st of March mm-hmm. can apply. It looks great on their resume
mm-hmm.
that they've worked for the census. So, and see if you guys have any questions.
Where do they need to apply?
They need to apply at 2020census.gov/jobs. And I'm supposed to find like 134 people in Dakota County. And they have like 48 already.
Mm-hmm.
Because about 6 months ago, there was a gentleman around putting up posters and stuff.
Yep.
It actually only takes about 12 to do the census in Dakota County. But by the time they filter them down through background checks and through all the checking they have to do, plus the fact, well, when I went through training, it was a Tuesday through Thursday, and the next Monday, what person in the training already resigned because he was unemployed, he needed a job, so he took the census job. Well, then he got offered a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can't turn down a full-time job, you
mm-hmm.
know. So actually, that's why we need somebody to apply, because by the time it gets down to the census time, we need to have people on the ground ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's March through when?
March through probably June. There might be some cleanup after that, but they're hoping to have it done.
Do they need to be Dakota County residents?
No. They can be anywhere. They try to get people to work in their own neighborhood
mm-hmm.
so they feel comfortable.
Yep.
But I know when it comes down to the end, they may ask a person to go to a different area
mm-hmm.
to help finish up.
Okay.
But they try to keep everybody. And that's where it's really good for teachers, because teachers are used to the diversity in the county.
Yep.
And
yep.
it's a good job for them. Any other questions?
No, like I say, I know it's really important. I talking to our superintendent up there in South Sioux recently, you know, was talking about the importance of the funding that they get based on what
yeah.
the census is. So.
And all the grants, you know,
mm-hmm.
if they go by income, they go by nationality. There's so many different things that they look at when you go to apply for a grant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where that statistics come from. And all the information is confidential. Other government agencies don't even get it.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't care if you're legal or illegal or what you put down on it,
mm-hmm.
as long as they can get people counted. There'll be somebody out counting the homeless
mm-hmm.
because they need people.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
No, thank you so much.
Well, go out there and recruit a few people.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good part-time job.
Yeah, over at the college, you post that over there. They probably find
yeah.
some kids looking for.
Yeah, I'm waiting for when they get back into session,
yeah. Yeah.
so I can go over to even set up a table in the hallway.
Yeah. Be a good, sure. good summer job for some of them.
Thank you.
So thank you.
You bet. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. Next, we go to. Fred Kellogg, Road Report.
There
he is. The 15th through the 28th. 170 hours of road maintenance, overtime 1 hour, debris removal 3, garbage pickup 1 hour, salt, sand, snow removal 12 hours, signs. Repairing and barricading 34, road concern. We had a minimum maintenance road, 271 and graded.
Fred, we talked a while back about that crushed concrete out there at MIA. Did you guys wind up getting that put together then?
I'm trying to work with Joan to find some money.
Okay.
That seems to be the problem. The contractor has not sent me up a something to make a bill up yet.
So, Joan is so why don't you just give a brief what we talked about? Just explain what we're kind of thinking
MEI
about.
MEI contractor has 10,000 tons of crushed concrete. It's on the ground there. Usually this time of year, we try to haul aggregate into our yard, so we have it for the spring. And we've been using this crushed concrete. Works very well on the roads. He said he has about 10,000 tons, like I said. We were going to start hauling. He says if you prepay it, you can leave it there, which will not put us in the cost of hauling it twice. The other thing is, come this spring, we know what kind of trouble we ran into last spring not having aggregate. So.
And plus, Overtown, they had a price hike as of the first year, right? What was
$21.40 is what LG Everts went.
So it went up another what, $3?
It was about $16.50 a ton is what we signed for last year.
And this year we'd be getting bought for how much a ton?
Pardon?
The stuff out the crushed concrete.
$17.50 is what we're going to sign for this aggregate. And we've been using it all summer. Like it's nothing new. It's worked good. Mm-hmm. It's a good product.
Yeah, I was out there recently and looked at it.
Like I said, we're still kind of working on a few of the details. Hopefully we can use maybe some of the flood monies, because that's why my gravel budgets is so beat up.
So out of whack. This is just time to discuss what you guys think, if you think it's a good idea. Not having to handle it twice, I guess, was a real appealing thing to me. And if we needed it.
And to have it right here. To have it in Dakota County.
And we have access to it. It's yours.
Yes.
I mean, it's the county, so can't get sold out from underneath you, so you have it.
I'd hate to go. I hope we don't have to go through next spring again last year. It, as you noticed on my road reports, usually monthly, is about 4,000 tons on good going, especially in the springtime.
On the gravel.
So by prepaying for 10,000 tons.
How much
tons,
is this that we're looking at?
You're only getting 2 to 3 months out of it. But that'll get us through the tough months of the March, April, May.
What is the price for that pile then?
$750.
No, but how the grand, the big number.
175,000.
That's
10,000.
It'd be 175,000.
175,000.
We got what? How much left?
You have 147
left
in your budget.
147.
And like I said, I don't know what the bond money looks like.
Money in federal aid. If we wanted to go to federal aid.
I guess we must have bought you a truck too soon, Fred.
We'd had enough for that gravel, wouldn't we? No, there's also monies available in the federal aid roads fund and some of the other funds. To have that locked up would probably be a pretty good idea.
And I talked to Mr. Albanish with Mark, and I told him to set me up. I mean, we could make it less. It's just.
Well, we know we're going to use it.
Yeah, I know. I
we know we're going to use it, and we know the price is not going to go down ever.
Exactly.
No. You know, there's not that much more of it around. The worst of it, Udell's got some over there for 17-something. But it's unhandy, for starters, where it's at. And then I haven't been over there for probably a month, so I don't know what he's got left even. But come spring, it'll go pretty fast.
And they also have somebody out at the grinder site there where they would load it, so you know we don't have somebody loading it also, so it's being loaded for us, and you know, it's fine on the winter. So I think
what was LG
21 so
2140 is what they sent us,
so
for
$35,000-$40,000.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's kind of a no-brainer.
Especially not in that.
The crushed concrete's actually working better.
So you spend an extra $40,000 plus you truck it all back. You truck it all back, you know.
And we're getting at least a load or two a day by Mark's position of his pit here in Dakota County instead of running over in the city. Mm-hmm.
And you can dig it directly from the pit to the road, you're not.
And you can leave it there the whole time. I mean, it's not like it has to be empty by the first of June. I mean, you can use it over the course of the year.
Over the course of the time that we need to use
it's
it.
Not like you have
it'll
to
be
use
used
it.
Up in the spring.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm guessing. I'm guessing.
We need to read these people.
I know.
That
would
be the case.
Yeah, that's right there.
I see it. But I don't, like I said, I don't know where else there's going to be material for that price. But if you tell him, he's about 17 or 17.50. Can't remember what he told me, but...
No, by the time you truck it, you have to have...
You got another hour.
You have to have another... How many... What would you have? Another couple bucks a ton into it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. So they don't get it either. Yeah. And the only other cheapest material that was available last spring was what Hallett over at Craigsville had. The road gravel for delivered to the yard for 19-something a ton. I forget what that price was, 19, 20, or 40 or something. Well, delivered into the whole Hubbard, but it's not the same. The material isn't the same. The concrete is better.
It's good looking. It's pretty good looking material. I mean, it's, and I don't think we've run in too much as far as iron on the road lately. I know initially, and that's just because people saw it and thought that there was an issue, but I haven't heard much. I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard
getting any flat tires or anything like that. So.
In 8,000 miles on this truck I'm currently driving, I had 4 punctures.
Do you spend any time on the county road, though?
Two screws and 2 nails.
Yeah.
My tires never lost a wear.
Yeah.
I don't get it, but they never. But that's what the guy...
Huh. Yeah. All right, that sounds good.
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Fred.
Thanks, Freddie.
Chair to appoint Planning and Zoning Membership Application Review Committee. Planning and Zoning Membership advertisement for the 3-year term expiring February 20th will be published January 2nd and January 9th, 2020. With a deadline for applications being January 24th. So that's the Planning and Zoning Committee that we have out at, that meets out at the county shed. Are there positions, is that on a rotating basis? Or does
there's 3 open.
Okay,
Rody, Gene Grove, and Paul Ireland are the 3 that are up.
Rudolf Emerson, Millie Chapagro, and Rudolf.
Yep. So then people just put in for it, and then we select from there.
Yes. You want to set up a committee.
All right. Who wants to be... who's the planning and zoning guy now?
Larry.
So Larry should be on the committee because he's familiar with...
Not just me.
I know. No, we'll put somebody else on there with you.
I help out.
Yeah, and you've been on it for a long time.
I've been on it for a long time.
Okay. So would you be on it with him?
Yeah.
Okay. You too.
What's our job title?
When they get the applications for the people who want to be on the planning and zoning board, you guys will kind of go through and decide and come make a recommendation to the full board.
Who do they send the application to?
Myself or Jolene.
Yeah.
Either one.
And then you present them to us.
I present them to the committee, and then you make a recommendation to the board.
And we make a recommendation to the board, which one?
Last year they didn't meet because the 3 reapplied that were already on and no one else applied. Now, I've already sent an application to Tim Decker for, I'm assuming, Royal Willis.
Has his road been bad?
Planning and zoning, don't they do more with,
I complain about roads, too, though.
Oh, do they?
Everybody. It is. It's for building property.
Would it be kind of like what they were just talking about?
Yeah.
Property looking nice.
Yeah. Many other things.
All right. Well, I'd make that motion that Larry and Tony are on the board for the planning and zoning.
I'll second that.
Thanks for the job.
Jack? Yes. Martin?
Yep.
Tony?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Larry?
Good.
And then commissioner committee reports. Anybody have anything in the last couple weeks? Usually a slow time of the year.
Call that junkyard downtown Oklahoma. We got a call or a complaint today about it.
Okay, where's that at?
Well, it's only been here forever.
It's a what?
Well, the one that's been there forever is a canning shop or something, body shop.
Oh.
Lounge piece, yeah.
Well, there's a couple of people who don't like it. Similar situation we've got right here in town.
And the zoning or the look and
yeah,
the
well, supposedly, I guess, I don't know. I don't really know what the code says, but somebody, you're supposed to have two vehicles you're working on at one time, and there's way too many missed salvage or something, so I don't know. You don't worry about me as I go by so fast.
See, and we're outside Homer's Mile.
Yeah,
he's outside. He would be outside.
He's outside.
Yeah.
He's outside of it. That's your old territory. Yeah.
Yep, yep, that's
take
my old territory. Yeah. But I mean, even on the way down to the river, there's a place that's kind of junky that I don't know, you know how that all
works out.
Shakes out and who's. And a place right in Jackson that's pretty. Yeah.
Main Street. Yeah. You like my wife. I tell my wife, the guy's got to make a living.
I want that little station to be out in front. It's so cute.
But not behind the barge. All right, any mail or emergency business?
I don't have any.
All right, I think with that, we'll adjourn.
Thank you,
Chair.
Good job.
Yes. I don't know about all that.
Have a happy new year, and I hope that we are going to take another one on the next.